This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Doing climate change policy by the numbers. There may be a tangible legacy for President Obama in some new environmental regulations we will see from the White House this week. In a moment, we will speak of how this year will be a constitutional showdown over White House unilateral policy moves and congressional determination to foil the Obama legacy in a broad range of policy initiatives. But first, in regulating methane gas in the energy industry, the president may have found an important piece adding up to tangible gains on greenhouse gas emissions and perhaps global warming. Coral Davenport, energy and environment policy correspondent for The New York Times, joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Coral.
Sure. Great to be with you.
So how significant is methane as a carbon or greenhouse gas?
Methane is very significant. The greenhouse gas that we always hear the most about, the most popular of the greenhouse gases, is carbon dioxide that's produced by burning oil, gas, or coal. Methane, it's a different gas. It also warms the planet by trapping heat. Methane emissions only account for about 9% of total U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Methane is special because it's about 20 to 30 times more potent than carbon dioxide. So less of it goes a much longer way. It lasts longer in the atmosphere. It traps more heat. So methane is produced. It's a component of natural gas. It's produced. It leaks out when we drill for oil and gas. That's the main sector of the economy that methane comes from.
Does the president have a clear path to regulate methane based on the EPA regulations, the laws currently on the books, and the funding currently before Congress?
He does. The president has turned time and again to the 1970 Clean Air Act, which allows him to put forth regulations on air pollution on different sectors of the economy. We've seen again and again, the president has originally tried but failed to get a climate change bill through Congress. With a new Republican Congress, that's obviously DOA. You know, in the past, he has used the Clean Air Act to regulate greenhouse gases, carbon emissions, from vehicle tailpipes, from power plants. So now he's going back to the Clean Air Act. He's kind of going sector by sector through the economy using the Clean Air Act to put forth different regulations. Now he's using the Clean Air Act to regulate methane leaks from oil and gas wells, oil and gas pipelines and valves. So it'll be a new regulations on the entire oil and gas drilling, production, and transportation system.
What are environmentalists telling you as we look down the road? Is it possible that the Obama legacy will be a cut of 45% of methane emissions from oil and gas production?
I think that's absolutely possible. Overall, this is just one piece of the Obama climate change legacy. Because he can't do one big bill, he's, you know, taking bites out of this. So this is one very important piece, one very important bite. The president, you recall, just the end of last year in China, made a joint pledge with Chinese President Xi Jinping that the U.S. would cut its greenhouse gas emissions up to 28% by 2025. President Obama is already under a pledge in the Copenhagen Accord to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 17% by 2020. He can't do that without each and every one of these regulations. So this methane regulation will help the U.S. meet those goals. If this wasn't on the table, they wouldn't be able to get there. It's sort of adding up the pieces of a pie, and this is one very significant piece of that.
For The New York Times, Coral Davenport is energy and environment policy correspondent. Thanks so much, Coral.
Sure. Great to be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.